Hello, and welcome to the Olympic and Bundy podcast. I'm Kelly Taylor. Today on the show is Dr. Jacqueline Schaefer. She's the owner of the skincare line Chic, and it was actually her mother who battled skin cancer not once, but twice, that kind of led her to pivot in her career and develop a skincare line with a focus on all natural ingredients. In this episode, we talk about things to do to take care of your skin, the importance of the ingredients, foods to eat, foods to avoid, her experience starting a business, and more. I hope you enjoy.
From the Fox 11 studios in Los Angeles, California, it's the Olympic and Bundy podcast with host Kelly Taylor.
So you're from Northern California?
Yes.
Did you, like, born and raised there?
Yeah, born and raised.
Where in Northern California?
I was born in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. How did you like Sacramento?
Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but, like, I don't remember it at all. It's crazy. Like, the minute I left as a teenager for medical school, that's all I know. I know it sounds bizarre, but it's just such a life flip, and I don't really have any strong ties there like I do in my teenage and now adult life. So it's just...
Oh, okay.
It's, like, it's just such a blur.
Gotcha. So not, you don't have a lot of family members that are still there?
Or? No, I mean, my dad lives up there, and he has a really number one Chardonnay in the country vineyard. So, I mean, yeah, I just, it's so different. It's just, I know it sounds crazy, but I just don't remember it really that much.
So what made you, because you got your medical degree in Hungary, is that right?
In Budapest, yes. And my mom's from Sweden, so I'm a dual citizen.
Oh, gotcha. And what made you choose that particular school?
A lot of Scandinavians actually go there, so that's just kind of how it kind of happened. And so it was just one of those. My mom was like, "You're getting out.
I want
you to see the world." And there I was, 19, going to medical school. So it was pretty crazy. It was a ride.
Yeah, definitely. Like, had you been going back and forth, I guess, with your mom to Sweden?
Yeah, to Sweden a lot. And so that was amazing. So it's just, Hungary is completely different, but it definitely was a great experience, that's for sure. Because I went to an international medical school, so I have friends from Greece, from Israel, from, oh my gosh, Australia. Like, it literally goes on, and it's really cool. So I know if I ever need a doctor, I can call one of my buddies if I'm traveling. So
it's
really cool.
Yeah,
really,
that's
resourceful.
A great perk.
Yeah,
it is. So someone I know married into a Hungarian family, and she would talk about how before meals, like even maybe before breakfast, they would take a shot of palinka. Is that what it's called?
You know, so that's another thing too. Going to an international school, we were so close to each other,
because
it's kind of like the whole, like, boarding school, like they become your family. So I didn't really know a lot of Hungarians besides my professors.
Yeah.
So I can tell you anything about Israel, anything about the Greeks, away, and I can tell you about their traditions. But we got so close because our families were so far away. But they definitely have great parties in Hungary. I will tell you that. Like,
Hungary is lit.
Yeah, no, for sure. And awesome concerts.
Really?
Yeah.
Buda, so you were in Budapest?
Yes.
Were you in, isn't it Buda or Pest?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So your classes, some of them were on, like, the Buda side, and the other ones were on the Pest side. So, like, it was...
Which one did you like better?
The Buda side. Yeah, just, like, so green and, like, just really gorgeous. So
yeah, I feel like that's something that you don't know until you go there and you're like, oh, there's two different sides here.
Yeah.
And, you know, they go by two different names.
Exactly.
So did you, out of curiosity, did you, when you were younger, have skin issues or, like, acne or, you know?
I mean, there was one point in, high school where I had, like, a really, really bad, like, breakout, which was very, very strange. And I truly, now I know why I had the breakout. It was the hormones, you know, everything's changing.
And good old puberty.
Oh my God. You know, I was like a little bit of a late bloomer. So, and as we know at that age, it's so sensitive. And of course it had to come around like one of like the dances. I went to a Catholic school. So like, when a guy is supposed to ask you and you're just like, you never see guys and you're like, oh my God, like out of all the times I'm breaking out now, like that just really sucked. So that was like one time that I'll never forget. But then once I got over that, it cleared up. So
it always comes at the most inopportune times.
The worst. You're like, why? What did I do?
Yes. So I was reading in your bio somewhere, maybe on your website, you were talking about how there was this ordinary life-changing moment to where you sort of realized that the benefits to living with like keeping a healthy lifestyle.
Oh yeah.
Was there a particular moment that in your life that sort of made you get healthy? Were you always healthy?
Okay, so I was always curious as a child, but then I definitely had those moments where I was like, one time was right before I went to med school. Uh-huh. I definitely remember that. And I was trying to get my family like off of dairy and like the whole almond milk was starting to come. This was like, I don't know, like 2004, you know, it wasn't that popular, but it was just starting. I was like, I think there's something here. And then of course they were like, no, no, no. But today now they're like, no dairy. So yeah, I'm like, see, I told you guys. But anyways, another moment was I was in my microbiology class. And I'll never forget this. I was looking at one of my girlfriend's hair. Her hair is so beautiful. And I looked at my hair, and it was literally destroyed. And I just knew a lot of it had to do with my nutrition, my lifestyle choices, like so many things. And I healed it, which is great. But that was pretty big because I was 23, and to have like hair that looks like it's falling out.
What was wrong with it? It just had
split ends. It literally just looked like sad.
It was dry.
It was just so dry. It was so dry and like just didn't look alive. And at 23, your hair should look healthy and vibrant. And I'll never forget that. And because at the end of the day, this is keratin. So which most people don't know. So this is an extension of your skin. So that was pretty shocking. And then, you know, everything just started to build and build. And, you know, then my mom, and that was another huge one when my mom had the cancer, skin cancer. So
yeah. So how did she, how did she first find out that she had skin cancer? Did she see like a growth somewhere?
So she had it first on her forehead, which is basal cell carcinoma. So the first time that I found out about it, I was towards the end of my studies. And I hadn't seen my mom in a few months. She flew into Budapest to see me. And literally, I remember I was literally like bawling because she had this huge scar and I knew what that meant. And I was like, why didn't you tell me?
You know, she kept it a secret.
She kept it a secret. And so that was pretty upsetting. But then the second time, it came back a second time. And that's when it was really, really bad. It was aggressive. It was spreading everywhere. And now I'm a board-certified medical doctor. And there was a huge moment where she was just like, oh, can you, like, look at my stitches and, like, this? And it was just like, you know, as a physician, you're trained to, like, shut off the emotion, just have an analytical brain because you have someone's life in your hands and you just need to get the job done. But it was really difficult when it's your mom to separate that. So that was how I got even deeper into the whole skincare world, which it's pretty crazy.
Is there a history of skin cancer in your family?
Yes, and of course, like I learned this more and more when this became extremely prevalent in my mother. I just, you know, it's not something you talk about. You don't talk about cancer, and especially too when you're, you know, I don't know, a kid in your 20s in college. It's not like, hey, we're going to sit down and talk about cancer and what's in your family, you know.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until it happened. And so, that was pretty.
Did you, was your mom using a lot of sunscreen growing up? Or were you guys kind of, because you have blonde hair, like you seem like maybe a lighter complexion, I guess.
Yeah. She just used a lot of the toxic chemicals in skincare products that, you know, promise XYZ, which basically doesn't do anything. It's not like the organic ones that we have today. She did that. And then also sunscreen. She just didn't use the right kinds. You know, you have to be careful. There's different kinds. There's physical and chemical blockers. And
oh, so like zinc is physical blocker,
which is great. So it doesn't get absorbed into your skin. So
it just kind of like sits on top of you. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Don't you feel like maybe your mom's generation and people in generations past laid out, wanted to get tan, and now our generation is more like with more knowledge, there's more sunscreen, or people are a little bit more conscious of wearing sunscreen and the importance of, you know, being careful in the sun.
Yeah, no, and it's amazing too. And, you know, there were, you know, people, you know, but like what you're saying is totally true. And what's so interesting when they do twin studies with, you know, one twin that actually like wore like sunscreen and the other one that didn't, it's insane. There's a 10-year difference of skin aging. 10 years. It's insane.
Of an identical twin that, say, one was just like, let's get it.
Let's go.
Let's get tan all day long.
Let's do it Italian style.
And, and there was like significant aging on them.
10 years.
Huh.
It's insane.
Like, did you ever go to tanning beds?
No. No way. No. That's just like, no way. That's
terrible. I remember when I was in eighth grade. So I'd been 13, 14.
Yeah.
I would go with my friends, and they didn't even require a signature.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Now I'm sure it's like you couldn't do that at all. But
yeah.
But isn't that terrible?
It's really bad. I mean, it's like, I can get so started with this with like our skin. It's like the whole like even like eating dairy, like what that does to your skin. It's so bad, and then the pharmaceuticals and. This whole chain, it's just kind of like the tanning as well. It's just like now you got to mask it and not really solve the problem.
Yeah.
You know, you
definitely
just burn.
So let's talk, I guess, about your kind of skincare approach.
Okay.
When you mentioned dairy, so is there are certain foods that you think is not necessarily good for your skin? Like, why is dairy not?
Oof, there's so much scientific knowledge out there and articles and studies how like it literally, I mean, clogs your pores. Like you also have to realize that dairy is also made to make a baby calf into a cow. So by you consuming that, you're totally changing your own body's physiology. So, and by also consuming dairy as well, there is antibiotics in there. There is, you know, it's mucus, there's pus. And so you're putting all those agitating things in your body, and your largest organ is your skin. So it's going to have the biggest effect. And I just don't understand why people drink dairy. Like, and we have so many great options too. Like we have the coconuts, and
there is honestly
cashews.
100 different kinds of milk now. We just did a story maybe a month ago about cockroach milk.
Pardon?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Pardon? Okay, wait. No, I mean, I'm gonna stick to the nuts and like you know.
But you're right. There is a lot of like alternative dairy options beyond you know cow.
Yeah.
I noticed that. Two things that affect my skin. Either if I just have a weekend where I'm just eating like a ton of sugar, I guess, or on the flip side, I notice that my skin changes the more water I drink.
Oh, yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot working here because I have these like I have this giant water bottle and then I'll fill it up all day. I just leave it at my desk. Mm-hmm. And if I drink four of these, it's 50 fluid ounces. So if I drink four of these, that's a gallon.
Yeah, you're
and
good.
Easily I do it. And I know that when I drink this much, I can tell.
Yes.
So on the flip side, it's like water seems to be really great for your skin.
But well, yeah, the more hydrated you are, the younger you're going to look. As we age, you see the crevices. So it's the dryness, it's the wrinkles, it's the fine lines, you know, the crow's feet around here. So a lot of that is, I mean, besides age and hormones, of course, a lot of that also is contributed to being dehydrated as well. Uh-huh. So the more hydrated you are, the more plump you're going to have and the glow is going to be. And it's natural and it's simple, you know, like we all know that water is good for you.
Yeah, it's free.
Good for your skin. Yeah.
good. What other foods, in your opinion, do you try to eat for like better skin health?
Oh, definitely the ones that have a lot of omegas. So I love like chia seeds, flax seeds. I love my fish, and I make sure that it's, you know, organic and like fresh waters. And so that is huge. So, I mean, that's just going to help plump the collagen, and the elastin is stronger.
What about like, let's say, fruit? Is there any kind of particular fruit that's good?
Yeah, so the fruit is really good. Like, you probably have seen it in skincare for, like, exfoliation.
Yeah.
All the enzymes and stuff. Like, that's really, really good. Like, malic acid that comes from apple. Mm-hmm. Apple's really good. That's really good for you. And then also the berries, high in antioxidants. It's the best.
Gotcha.
Raspberries, blueberries, blackberries.
Oh, that's one thing I wanted to ask you. Are there any habits in general, just in your life, just going, waking up, going to work, driving in the car, going home, that can affect your skincare beyond diet?
Oh, my God. Now this is where, like, the products come in, for sure. So sunscreen, like, don't forget to put sunscreen on your neck, the back of your hands. Like, those are one of the first signs of aging. Like, you can see... like a woman who has taken very good care of her face before it got her neck, and it looks so funny. Like, it's not all together. And then also your hands too, like, that's huge. That will give away your age immediately. So besides sunscreen, wearing like hats is huge. What's another thing to go in about? I mean, I don't want to like say any other things about skincare products, so I don't. You just tell me what I can say.
No, whatever. I mean, honestly, whatever.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because obviously,
okay, cool.
We'll talk about she for sure. But I mean, in general, I'm curious. Like,
yeah,
I know I'm huge on reading Reddit, and there's a giant subreddit of like more than 600,000 subscribers that's called Skincare Addiction.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you ever go on there, but one of the main things that they suggest, I know, is like making sure that your pillowcases are always clean.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Simple things,
yes,
like that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And making sure also that it's a silk pillowcase so that it's softer on your skin.
Mm-hmm.
So that is super huge. And also, we sweat at nighttime, so you get the oil. So definitely, it's very true. Change your pillowcase like as much as you can. Like, make sure you're sleeping on a fresh one, because you have to realize that through perspiration, like, things aren't going to stay clean.
Yeah. It's been super hot lately, and I live in the South Bay where there's no central air conditioning. And
no.
I feel like... Yeah, no,
oh,
there's no
gosh.
Air conditioning at the coast. Because, like, most of the time you don't need it.
Right.
But, like, the, let's say, couple weeks of the year where it's heat wave, it's really hot.
Yeah, no, that's pretty, that's pretty, pretty much intense. Yeah,
we got
no.
the fans out and the windows open.
Oh, my gosh.
So... What about, like, makeup? Like, when you're shopping for makeup, whether you have, you know, the budget for at the drugstore, if you can go to Sephora or higher and higher, what are the kind of things that you're looking for in makeup brands that can be, you know, good for your skin and not necessarily affect it?
Absolutely,
negatively?
Absolutely. So first thing is cruelty-free. So you don't want any type of, like, animal product like on your face. That's just disgusting, first of all. Second of all, make sure that they're like mineral based, so that's going to allow your skin to breathe better, especially when it comes to foundation. So but if you need something that's more like a full coverage, then make sure that you're misting, because when you're misting, you're also staying more hydrated and you're letting your skin breathe even though you have a layer covered up as well.
And when you say misting, that's literally a spray.
Yeah, it's, like a spray. Like, and a lot of mist out there, like, they have, like, a lot of plants and, like, hydrating ingredients that will keep your skin, like, looking great. And, like, you see now makeup artists, like, they're always spritzing you because you want that, like, glow and you want to look fresh and you don't always want to reapply more makeup. So a mist is something that will keep you looking more refreshed, and also that your makeup doesn't, like, dry out throughout the day. So another thing, too, with mascara, make sure that you change your mascara every 4 months. So that's huge because of bacteria and stuff, and it's around your eye.
Yeah, that's a good thing to remember.
Yeah.
Because that certain things in your makeup bag can last for a while. You know? I mean, if you let it.
So true. Yeah.
You can live it out for a while.
No, definitely.
On a personal level,
yes.
I'm always curious about, because let's say I wake up in the morning, I shower at night. So I wake up in the morning, go cleanse my face, moisturize, put on makeup, whatever. come home from work, and then I work out. So I want to take the makeup off. So then I wash my face again, put on moisturizer again, and then work out, come home, and I'm all sweaty. So then that's when I shower and cleanse and moisturize again. Is that too much?
No, not at all. No, not at all. That's actually, you're being more proactive. Like, I mean, I know most people, they'll just go from work just straight to the gym, and they won't even, like, just use, like, a basic, like, you know, makeup wipe to take it off and then sweat. You know, so by doing that, you're preventing breakouts. That's huge. Yeah, that's actually really good, actually. That's, I'm impressed. That's
thank
great.
You, Dr. Shaver. If I don't do it, it'll be a problem. That's why I do it. So as you move along in life, I feel like your skin can start to dry out.
Yes.
As you get older.
Yes.
Is there anything that you can do, like, you know, preventatively to delay that, I guess, or, you know, help that?
Absolutely. Like, you want foods that boost your estrogen level. That's huge, and lower your DHEA. So that's like the, like, yogi, like, hormone thing that makes you, like, calm. That's something that you can see with women who are older and they just eat more of a plant base, and these plants that they actually consume, which they probably don't realize, have a lot of estrogen in it and lower their DHEA. So they're actually looking younger without taking any medications or bioidentical hormones. So that's really, really cool.
So consuming food that has higher amounts of estrogen, you said?
Yeah, that's really, really good. Because as women, as we age, our estrogen goes down, and so does our, like, progesterone. And so what happens is that we're not boosting our collagen and our elastin. So we are getting the fine lines that are coming in, and that starts at 35. Mm-hmm. And that's where you can see, like, the, you know, the big dip. And it's, unfortunately, it's going to happen to everyone. But what you can do that is preventative is you can consume foods that will keep your levels up in your 20s. So it will only do so much, though, like, you know, but it does help, and it really makes a huge difference. Like, that's wonderful to do, like flax seeds and chia seeds, like, for example, like, that will,
that's good.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of people with collagen powder, like putting it in a smoothie coffee or whatever.
Have you investigated
that very much?
It's really, really good. I actually did an article on that. So they actually do work. You just have to check the source. And as long as the source is accurate, then it will work. But you also have to be consistent. It's kind of like exercise. Yeah. You know, you can't just, like, run a marathon and think, okay, now I'm just going to sit in front of the TV and eat pizza all day and never gain a pound. But it's the same thing. You have to consume it on a normal basis to really see the results.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
One of the big topics on the subreddit of skincare addiction,
yes,
which is where I spend a lot of time, is acne scarring.
Oh,
people who,
yes,
you know, are like, they're getting kind of taking care of blemishes on their face, but now they're left with
the scar.
Scars.
Yeah.
What are, like, some natural ways, I guess, in that you can help that?
Yeah. Natural.
I
was gonna say, like, I could stretch this one. Yeah.
Anyway.
No, definitely. I mean, vitamin A, you know, the retinoids are fantastic. I mean you can do something that is an OTC, or, you know, go to your physician and get a higher percentage, but that definitely helps. The best thing ever for acne scars, if you really want to, like, get rid of that and have an even skin texture, is for sure microneedling. That is the best, but do it with the machine. Like, don't do it, like, you have to be careful with the roll-ons, because if you press too hard and you don't know what you're doing, you can cause more damage, because you have to realize it's breaking the collagen so that it can rebuild. But going to your physician's office and doing it with their machines and their techniques, oh my gosh.
I've never even heard of microneedling.
You haven't? My gosh, it's so wonderful. It's amazing. Yeah.
It
does wonders.
It's literally taking a needle to
pores
in your skin.
Exactly. And then the collagen will rebuild it, because now it's in a state of, like, kind of like attack.
Is it expensive, typically?
It is.
It's an investment.
It's investment. So it's just kind of like, okay, you need to know this month, you know, I won't go shopping, or I won't, you know, have this, you know, oh, that's another thing. Just ignore the coffees. I mean, I do have this problem myself, but try to, what I mean by that is if you get coffee every single day, if you don't go to Starbucks, you'll, you know, for those 5 days, you'll save $300. And that's how much the procedure is. So,
girl, you are talking to the queen of Starbucks.
I know.
I order on the app and it's like, it's so they just bad. Make it too easy. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no, but that's a very good point. For more things beyond skincare, just for life, you can save so much money. By
it's so true because of the coffee. And I, trust me, I love coffee. And that's something that, speaking of coffee, I'm actually going to tell you this. It when you see these scrubs with like coffee and they say it gets rid of cellulite, I want women to know that that is not true. What it's doing is that caffeine is shrinking the fat cells, is dehydrating them for up to 4 hours. And then afterwards, then the cellulite comes back. So it gives the illusion. So it doesn't get rid of cellulite.
By the way, that's marketing stuff. So that's on Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
It's, being paid to advertise like a scrub.
Yeah.
Coffee scrub.
Coffee scrubs. Yeah, no. It's just dehydrating the adipose tissues, which is your fat cells, for 4 hours. And then after it's done, it goes back and womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
Yeah. So, yeah, just like FYI. So.
I feel like I'm one of those people that's a little bit questioning of things like that.
That's so good. Yeah.
Like the new, I don't know. Anything I've never seen before, I'm like,
That's good. It's good at research.
Work. Well, yeah, because, I mean, there's so many things out there now. I'm like, cockroach milk? I need cockroach
Pardon
milk?
Pardon me? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, I can't. I would not do that.
No.
Sorry.
No. When you get back to acne scarring, is that from a lot of times, like, popping pimples at home?
Yes.
Like, not doing it correctly?
Yeah, definitely. And, like, I mean, you can do, like, an extraction toolkit. But, I mean, it's okay, the best way I like to explain this is, like, plucking your eyebrows. Uh-huh. You are never going to be able to get it perfectly like someone looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Because what you see on the mirror is just your reflection. So, you know what I mean? It's not accurate. So it's better to have someone else do it because in the long run, you're going to be frustrated.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah.
I guess Starbucks or...
Yeah, definitely. I have a lot of questions about starting a company because
please. I love this stuff all day,
like
every day.
That seems like a huge endeavor.
Yes, I will talk about this all
like
day.
Like with Chic, what...
Yeah.
Was there like a... aha moment when you were sort of like, why don't I just start my own line? You know, were you frustrated with other stuff or?
Yeah, well, the whole thing was with my mom. I remember going through her her cabinet and just seeing like literally such bad stuff in there. And I was reading the ingredients. I was just like, no wonder this happened.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
like, ah, you know, yeah. like all these like false promises and a lot of crap. And she, you know. Anyway, so, it just hit me that, like, okay, my mother is a skin cancer survivor. I'm a board-certified medical doctor. I'm a woman. I understand our insecurities and what, you know, we fear and how to actually fix it, like, in a healthy way. And then it just, the light bulb came, like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know how to help women more than just seeing them one at a time. So that was really, like, a crazy moment in my life because I could have just, you know, lived a easy, happy, you know, life. But I
Go on to just, you know, work in a hospital or work in a dermatology office.
Exactly.
Or,
and just you know, life would be a lot easier, let me tell you.
Did you have business experience? I mean, did anyone in your family any other entrepreneurs or
okay, yeah. So no, my parents are also business owners. They're also they're doctors of pharmacy. They did not share too much about business. So when I went in, it was like literally like so blind. And also too, the being a doctor, the compassion and like give and give and give was good and bad because also as a business owner, you need to know how to delegate better instead of being the sacrificial lamb. Because, one of my rotations, I was up for 32 hours and at 3 a.m, someone's delivering a baby. It didn't matter how I felt.
Yeah.
You know, I had to, you know, serve, you know, which I loved. It was a completely different mindset. You know, as a business owner, you have to be a leader.
Yeah.
You can't do everything by yourself. And as a doctor, it was more like, I know everything. And, you know, there's a lack of sharing.
Gotcha.
I love my doctor friends, but they all know exactly what I'm talking about. And so it's the God complex.
Gotcha.
And versus when you're a boss, you really need to lead and not do everything by yourself. It's a teamwork.
So how long did it take to build this company? I mean, from the time that you were like, all right, I'm going to just, you know what? I don't like all this other stuff I'm seeing. I'm going to make my own skincare line until you actually sell a product in front of you.
Over 2.5 years.
Wow. And then wouldn't even know the first steps to start a skincare line. Do you find someone who can like create this for you?
Crazy.
Do you consult with other, you know, skincare companies to see how they did it?
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, the best thing to do is to write down what you would like to see in your product. What ingredients do you think would actually help women?
Uh-huh.
And then what you do is you go to a manufacturer and say, I would like to create something like this. And then the journey begins.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. And you end up reading a lot about ingredients. I never thought I would be reading so many ingredients. I mean, there's like millions, not even thousands, like millions of ingredients out there.
Yeah.
And then you just, you know, pray you choose the right ingredients and that women love it.
Yeah.
So,
How'd you come up with the name Chic?
Oh, my gosh. So I was reading a lot of the women who have gone before me, like Estee Lauder and Elizabeth Arden and like the big conglomerates, the greats, the ones that you look up to. And none of them really use their, how do I say, they tweak their names.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking, okay, how do I tweak my name? Like, Schaefer, like, does that sound cool? Like, I don't think, maybe it was a shaving company. Like, I shaved, like, I don't know. So I was like, huh, but I wanted to be something cool and like sexy. And then I was like, okay, posh. And then I was like, wait, what woman doesn't want to feel chic?
Yeah.
And the definition of chic is smart and sophisticated. And I was thinking like, okay, well, there's someone out there that spells it like that, the C-H-I-C. And then I was like, oh my God, play with your name. Just like Estee Lauder did, you know, and Elizabeth Arden did too. And so I was playing with the name and I took the S-C-H from Schaefer. And then my name is spelled with, it's the French way, the Q-U-E. Took the Q-U-E and then I was like, add the I, chic.
Voila.
Ooh la la. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the logo is actually IQ. Put together. Okay. So for women to make smart choices, because in chic, S-C-H-I-Q,
yep.
And then put the I and the Q together.
From the doctor.
Yeah,
I like that. Has there been any kind of mistakes that you've made in building your business that you've learned from and grown from?
Oh my goodness, I have made every single mistake you can imagine.
Really?
Yes, they say there's no mistakes in life. You had to go through them to make you a better person. And as you read from like Business Insiders and all these wonderful entrepreneurs and, you know, great business out there today, everything has come from making mistakes. And I would say the biggest mistake I probably made was going too fast. Going too fast. It's really true that slow and steady wins the race. So always take your time and don't go as fast because you'll get there.
Gotcha.
So that is something that I have learned is patience.
Like kind of rushing to make a decision or rushing to to get things manufactured or.
Absolutely. Like, you know, because sometimes you get so excited that you want that product out and you're just like, I just want to share it to the world. And you just need to just know that, you know, trust, you know, the experts that are around you and it will be here in the time it's meant to be. And that's something, you know. you have to be patient with.
Yeah, that's so hard, though.
It is hard.
If you're really passionate about something
oh
and they're
my
just,
God,
you know, want it out there.
Yeah, and I'm a fire sign, so I just like to light it up.
You're
so,
a what?
A fire sign, my zodiac sign.
Oh.
So I like to just, like, go, and I just need to, thank God, I surround myself with a bunch of earth signs, like ground.
Oh.
You know?
I don't know what I...
Wait, when's your...
July, this month, 29th.
Shut up.
What's that mean?
I'm 29.
Is that your birthday?
No, it's a Leo. I'm March 29th. I'm Aries.
Oh.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's so cool.
Is it?
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
I don't know anything about that. So is there any, now that you have, you're in the skincare world, like
yes.
I feel like you're in the trenches of it.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any trends or things in the industry that bug you beyond, you know, maybe bad ingredients? Is there any things that you see that you're like, ugh, can we stop it with that?
Ooh. Oh, my Lord, I could go like crazy right now with that. Okay, one thing is there's no such thing as like 100% organic.
Okay.
It's impossible because even if you take a plant, it goes through a manufacturing chemical process. So even if it's like 100% extracted from a botanical, whatever, it actually went through a process that it physically has changed. So there's... And chemically. So there's no way that it's 100% natural, 100% organic. You know, you cannot make those, you know, claims. You have to be really, really, really careful about that. And also, one ingredient is not everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, everyone does have a hero ingredient. Like, I have a hero ingredient, which is dandelion. But we don't just advertise just dandelion. Like, we advertise, you know, you need a balance of a few things to see results. And I think that's the biggest thing that, like, drives me crazy when I see a particular brand says, like, this, you know, like, spring from the east and has these, you know, da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, okay, so this is why you are going to look younger, because it has the peptides, it has, you know, like all these things that they don't really tell you. And I'm just like, oh, come on, guys. Like, let's just be real. Like, this is why they're seeing the results. It's kind of like the coffee scrubs. It's the caffeine.
Yeah.
Those things kind of drive me a little nuts. And, and also, too, I can say someone who is very, very successful in the skincare, and she talks about her ingredients and stuff. If people would read a little bit deeper, they would realize that not everything where she says she gets it from can grow on there because of the terrain. But I won't say who that is.
Gotcha. Just look into things more.
Yeah, so that's crazy. Like when they say, like, oh, everything comes from... you know, here and, you know, in the country. And it's just like, but nothing can grow that, like, these plants can't grow there. So,
yeah.
You know, so anyway, so those are the things I'm just like, oh, okay, I won't say anything.
Marketing.
You know? The power.
It's all marketing.
Oh,
you know
God,
what I think related to, I'm actually so excited you're here because I was thinking about this recently. The whole anti-aging industry to me is marketing. Isn't it just like preventative health? Like kind
of,
but like it's the term is.
Yeah. I mean, There's a fine line with it because there are wonderful like companies out there that what they're selling, it really does work. And I'm like, they're amazing, you know. But then like there are companies that don't. But yeah, the whole anti-aging is, like you said, it is preventative. It's slowing it down. It's aging gracefully. And I don't know what woman does not want that. And the more proactive you are, the more beautiful you're going to feel as you age. So, I know.
That's like one of those things that I think about all the time because you are going to get older. I mean, your skin is like, there's literally no controlling it, you know? And I feel like each year that each birthday I have, if I'm lucky to have, I want to be, you know, confident in myself and feel like, oh, I've earned this wrinkle or, oh, I've earned this gray hair. You know, like I want, I hope that each year of my life, I feel like, oh, I've earned this age. Awesome. I'm feeling good. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
So I have thought of that term a lot because a couple years ago, actually, do you remember Allure said we're not going to use the term anti-aging anymore?
Yes, I thought that was huge. I remember that came out actually, and we were discussing it too at the Indie Beauty trade show when like they were coming up to each part, they were like, oh, we're not using this word anymore. And I was like,
Wow.
Whoa. I was like, wow. So it was like,
because it's a billion-dollar industry. I mean, that's like,
yeah,
like, no, we've been talking about. People seek that out.
Yeah.
You know, there's no getting around it. Like, people are looking for that.
Yes.
And I feel like the main reason they did that was because it was sort of like, we're trying to reframe the conversation about aging, I guess. Mm-hmm. Kind of like taking the power out of youth and, you know, kind of like making sure that as you age, you feel good about it, I guess.
Right.
Interesting. I mean, it's an interesting topic to me because it's like, yeah, I mean, you're going to get older regardless. It seems like you just want to feel good at any age.
Maybe. Exactly. And I think feeling good is, you know, knowing like the products that do work.
Yeah.
The nutrition that actually works. And, you know, if you do, like, let's be honest, we're women here, Botox or, you know, fillers or, you know, whatever. I get it. I totally get it. Or dye your hair color, you know, with the grays coming in. That you do it in a healthy, safe way. And, you know, who are we to say, you know, what you can and can't do? It's your body and feel free. And as long as you're doing it in a healthy way, I think it's wonderful, that we have these resources.
Oh, entirely. If it makes you feel, if you're walking through this world and it makes you feel better to be walking through this world, like, by all means, no judgment here. Like, go for it.
Definitely.
You also do something outside of skincare, a sandwich a day.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Right?
Yes, I do.
Will you tell me about that?
Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh. One of the most proudest things I've ever done in my life. Like, aww. I mean, like, seriously, I started this charity when I was a kid, a med student. So I had no company. I was not a board certified physician. I wasn't an international best-selling author. I wasn't anything. I was like nobody, you know, just a kid.
In Hungary.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Literally, like, just, you know, just, yeah, like, that was me, you know, whatever, you know? So, I was coming home from surgery, and I was with one of my dear friends, Orr, at the time, and we walked past a homeless woman, and oh my gosh, I'll never forget it. I literally walked past her, and I heard a voice. Either I was tired from being up like 32 hours or, you know, whatever, and I just heard this word. It said choose, and I was like, okay, that was it. So I took all the cash out of my wallet, and I just like gave it to her, hugged her, and then I just thought, I'm gonna start a charity. And what came of that is called A Sandwich a Day, where we feed the homeless and we give them sandwiches. So
how do you is that based in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's in Los Angeles, and we have two high schools that actually participate in making the sandwiches. And when they do, they also get like college credit and all that cool stuff. So
wow,
that was really cool. Yeah, like, that was something that was so amazing. And like, literally, I truly believe when you do something from the heart, it will be successful. And like, I didn't even know anything about business. I didn't even know what you can do with a nonprofit, nothing. But I just had so many people all over just coming to help and support, and it just came into fruition. And now it's just really so cool.
So the students who participate make the sandwiches, and then they drop them off at shelters around the city,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge topic here in Los Angeles. It's like,
I know.
I'm originally from Ohio, and I've never seen that many homeless people. I mean, Los Angeles, it's like, it's every single day you see it.
I know.
You can't
avoid it. It's so sad. It's like it's like seriously so heartbreaking, because we live in such a strong country, mm-hmm, where it's like, man, I just wish we would be using those dollars to.
Yeah.
Anyways, but yeah, I won't go political.
So what does your mom think about the fact that you started the skincare company basically because, like, you were inspired by what she was going through? And I mean, I imagine if I was a mom, I would be very touched if my daughter went through all that and is now.
No, she, she loves it. She just, she fully supports me. She's, you know, like, has my back, and just like, you know, there is a reason. And a funny thing too, I can tell you, I actually saw someone who can like read, you know, like being a girly girl doing stuff like that. And
wait, read,
you know, they can like read, you know, like your future and
stuff.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I was 22. So I was a med student, and I asked her this question, like, why am I here? Like, you know, just like being a,
yeah, yeah.
She goes, oh, you were here to create beauty. Laughing my little tush off now, because what do I do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You create beauty.
Literally. It's insane. So I guess things came to fruition, because I was just going to be a just a doctor, you know, just doing my thing.
So you intended to, like, maybe work in a hospital or?
Yeah. I mean, I had two avenues I could have gone in, certain specialties. But, you know, what happened with my mom, like, I didn't care. I was like, okay, if I'm a doctor and I can't even save my mom, I just went crazy. Yeah. I just couldn't see her, like, dying in front of me. Yeah. So I just said, okay, yeah, do something about this. So, yeah, it was really cool. So turn a negative into a positive.
That's always a good approach, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I feel like things are going to happen to you either way. So it's kind of how you...
Perception.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Two things. How can people... Chic is just, you have a website for it. You can just like buy it off of your website.
Definitely.
Or someone's interested in just like, if I guess, learning about
absolutely.
Your products.
Yeah.
And the a sandwich a day, can people help with that?
Yes.
If they're not in high school?
Absolutely. Yeah. They don't have to be in high school. They just, you know, they can contact us through the website and absolutely.
Oh, so like a sandwichaday.com?
.org because it's nonprofit. Yes. Yeah.
.org. Very cool. And you're on social media as?
Yes.
Dr.
Jacqueline Schaefer.
Just all one word?
All one word.
I like it.
Thanks.
Very cool. Actually, I saw some of your YouTube videos. I feel like you have some...
Really?
Yes. Yeah. You know, some good, like, just YouTube quick...
Oh, thanks.
Quick tips just about, like, how to prevent acne or how to... Like, just various videos talking
cool.
about skincare.
Oh, like the face mapping
helpful.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Like
yeah.
your T-zone.
Yeah.
If you got the combo skin. I think I have the combo skin.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
I totally get it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. What else do you have going on today? Anything?
Oh, my gosh. I have a lot of stuff. She's looking at me. My assistant. She's just like, ooh. We have a lot of products. We have
that's
a TV.
Good.
Yeah, we have a TV show coming out soon. Like,
that's cool. About skincare?
Actually, it's kind of like the Biggest Loser, but it's going to be filmed in Asia. So I'm going to be one of the like doctors out there. And
wow.
So it's really cool. So like really big. So we have that. And
so you already filmed that?
No.
Are you going to?
We're going to go film it. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, it does well and gets picked up.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So we're like busy. And we have Cosmo Prof that we're getting ready for in Las Vegas. It's the biggest, like one of the biggest trade shows in the skincare industry. So we had to get ready for that. So going to Las Vegas, getting the booth ready. So it's...
Wow.
Yeah, nonstop. Yeah. So,
that's
intense. Yeah. And then we have the, I have the app thing I've talked to. I know. Yeah. So yeah, we have a lot. So many things going on. I have it with like 50 countries for all my wellness stuff. They want to do a really cool thing. So it's
yeah.
My day is busy. I'm a busy girl. Yeah, definitely. So.
I like it. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and kind of share your story. And
thank you, for having me.
Spreading the knowledge.
Oh, every day.
Knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Olympic and Bundy podcast. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to our channel on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. And if you're liking the show, we would love for you to leave a 5-star rating and review of what episode you liked most. It would be greatly appreciated. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those fun places. Once again, I'm Kelly Taylor, and thank you very much for listening.